you know, when I repaired the mural in 96, that was when, you know, I was had you know, white paint poured all over my car, and the slat tire slashed, and they, you know, they threatened, said, they rang the paper and said they'd done my car and they'd have done me if I'd been there, and they gave me a police guard who buggered off after about a day. That was it. Well, we were a bit nervous, you know. Oh, I actually toyed with the idea of getting hold of a gun, you know. So I'm not having them climbing up the bloody scaffolding trying to kill me. They said, yeah, we slashed his tires and we'd done him if he'd been there. Well, that's a threat, threatening your life, isn't it? And Steve Rushton, who's the guy who's helping me, and I were up these maximum height of these scaffold towers, 30 feet up, and anybody could have come along and shaken the bloody towers, and, you know, wouldn't have been difficult to add us. And the police didn't stick around for long. I had one copper hanging around the bottom for about a day or two, and then he was gone. And then one day, I looked down at the ground, and sure enough, a bunch of heavies had turned up, with these blokes with bomber jackets, and an older gentleman in a sort of pinstripe suit, as I remember it, looking quite smart. And he posed in front of the mural and was having his photograph taken by this group. And I climbed down and introduced myself and said, "Hi, were you he's there?" And he said, "Yeah, I was there." He said, "I was one of Mosley's bodyguards." Isn't that a great irony? And he was proud of having been there. There we were celebrating the anti-fascist struggle, and he's there having his picture took, having been one of the bloody fascists. God almighty. Anyway.
So did you challenge him with that, or you?
Well, I wasn't going to discuss his ideology, really. You know, I can't remember how I dealt with it, really. I had a brief conversation with him. I was a bit shocked, I suppose, you know. I didn't particularly want to get duffed up.